Chapter 9. Trima Courthouse and Detention Area, Klatooin.
"Our dads will be here soon," Ben said. Vistara frowned at him.
"We wouldn't have to wait on them to get us out of here if you just let me convince the guards to let us go."
Here was an old, dilapidated holding cell located deep inside the Trima Courthouse and Detention Area. The security systems were utterly inadequate to the task of confining two powerful force users. They could have left any time they wished. Vistara was well aware of this, and irritated with the fact.
"Problem is," Ben said, "my dad would want us to cooperate with the officials. And if you try to use mind tricks on the wrong person, they notice and they get pretty ticked off with you. It's just easier to go along with them."
She snorted slightly and folded her arms, shifting a bit farther away on the cold Durasteel bench. She clearly would have liked to put more distance between them, but there was only one bench in the cell. The only lighting came from glow rods older than they were, and the tiny room smelled musty and unused.
"My father wouldn't have handled it that way," Vistara said.
"Your father?"
Ben began heatedly, then choked the words back.
"Never mind."
She eyed him, but with more curiosity than irritation.
"My father what? Go on."
It was Ben's turn to fold his arms.
"I said never mind. They're just very different."
"Well, of course. One is a Jedi and the other is a proud and well-respected saber,"
Vistara said. He turned to her angry, then saw that she was smiling at him. Not just her "it's almost but not really" a smile, but a genuine one. She was teasing him, or was trying to lure him out. He could never tell. Ben decided to play along. Maybe he'd learn something. At the very least, it was an entertaining way to kill time.
"You seem close to your father, but it's very distant," he said, firing the first volley.
"And you seem overly familiar, almost rude to him. He should beat you more often."
"My dad never beat me, and never would," Ben said indignantly.
Then immediately modified the statement.
"Well, when I was younger, I did usually end up a little battered after sparring with him, but that's completely different."
"Ah, so that's what's wrong with you."
The smile had reached her eyes.
"Not beaten enough. A good Sith upbringing and you'd be just fine. No more of your smart-mouthed comments to your father, to whom you should show respect."
"I somehow think my dad would like the Sith more if he heard that last bit,"
Ben said. He unfolded his arms, clasped his hands behind his back, and stretched out his legs.
"I think he'd approve of no more smart-mouthed comments. Yes, dear Papa. No, dear Papa. You're amazing, dear Papa."
Vistara grinned.
"Somehow I just can't see that coming from you," she said.
"Good.
And I'm not that bad with my father."
He relented a little.
"No, you're really not. But you are awfully formal."
"And you aren't?"
Ben shook his head.
"No. Dad likes to say I got my mouth from Mom."
He was comfortable telling her this. If the tribe, as they referred to themselves, had access to vessels as comparatively sophisticated as the Chase Master frigates, they had access to decent databanks.
"Well, whatever else Luke Skywalker might be, he is obviously an extremely patient man. My father would take no back talk from my mother. She isn't even a force sensitive."
"And that matters? To how you treat someone?"
A slight frown furrowed her pale brow.
"Of course it does."
"Yeah, I suppose it would, to a Sith."
She leaned forward, her palms on the bench beside her. She seemed to want him to understand.
"It is how we are, Ben. The more skills you have, the further you can advance. Advancement means wealth, power, and safety."
"Yeah?"
Ben turned to her.
"Then if it's so important, how come Gavar Kai didn't marry a fellow Force-sensitive?"
Vistara's eyes widened, and he realized she had never thought to ask herself that question.
I suppose because he loved her."
"Careful. That's Jedi thinking."
Ben's smile softened the words,